This news update is being brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. And welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A Saginaw man has been convicted in connection with a 2024 ambush shooting involving machine gun that injured two teenagers. 26-year-old Christopher P. Ramirez pleaded no contest to assault with intent to rob, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, and two felony firearm charges. In return, prosecutors dropped additional charges, including assault with intent to murder. Ramirez is set to serve at least 10 years in state prison to run concurrently with a 62-month federal sentence he received in August for possessing a machine gun. The incident occurred in July of 2024, and the plea was entered before the Saginaw Court Circuit Judge Andre R. Borrello on October 27th. And Huron County Treasurer Deborah McCollum will step down from her position on November 20th, after more than a decade of service. McCollum, who ran unopposed in the 2024 general election, says she's retiring early. During her tenure, she helped guide the county through financial challenges, including pension pressures, the pandemic, inflation, and changes in state revenue sharing. Her successor will be appointed by a committee made up of County Clerk Lori Neal, Prosecutor Timothy Rutkowski, and probate judge Julian Ferris. The new treasurer will serve the remainder of McCollum's four-year term. McCollum's departure marks the end of a significant era in Huron County's financial leadership, as officials look to her to continue focus on transparency and sound fiscal management. We'll be right back with your news, but first, here's a message from our sponsor, Kohler Propane. So stay tuned. Your Thumb Broadcasting News will be right back.
Be on the lookout for Kohler Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane truck traveling throughout the Thumb area. That's right, Kohler Propane now has two pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks transporting propane to homes throughout the Thumb area. B-Cup stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of their propane sales to the hospital's Be a Star Fund. It's Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups program, call Marlette Regional Hospital. And to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
Welcome back. Bad Axe City officials are reviewing options for a new ordinance covering residential solar panels and battery storage. The council recently opened public discussion on several safety and design considerations, including whether battery storage should be allowed in basements or limited to outdoor installation, whether outdoor wiring should be run through the underground conduit for safety. Council members agreed that solar panels should be installed at least 3 feet off the roof to allow firefighters access, and that systems should be designed to minimize visibility from the street. The city is also considering a retainer system to ensure homeowners remain responsible for maintenance, with responsibility and funds transferring if the property is sold. In addition, officials discussed the need for a separate ordinance regulating short-term rentals, noting that similar concerns about safety and accountability. The city will consult with its attorney and the Huron County Zoning and Planning Departments before drafting any final ordinances. And Laker Elementary has welcomed a new staff member. His name is Scout, and he is a golden mini doodle therapy dog in training. Scout arrives daily with his owner, special education teacher Shannon Popham, and has quickly become a campus favorite, boosting student morale and attendance. He doesn't teach math or reading, Popham says. He teaches important life lessons through his steadfast love, patience, and energy. The school's therapy dog program began last year when Popham proposed the idea. She received funding through the Red Fern Scholarship with training guidance from Strokeshire Designs. and transportation was provided by Buchholz Transport. Scout completed puppy school, which is months of weekly sessions and 7 weeks of intensive certification training. Grants from Frankenmuth Credit Union and the Huron County Community Foundation also helped cover those costs. On campus, Scout greets students, visits classrooms, and spends time with those who are having a rough day. He must pass an official test to become certified on his first birthday, which is Christmas Day. Popham says Scout has brought joy to students and staff, calling him the best Christmas gift I never knew I needed. And that wraps up our news for the hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and we're going to send it on over to Steve for some weather.